Russian hackers allegedly trying to break into the voting system. Here's Justice and Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues.
The hacking attempt on Arizona's voter database started in rural Gila County when an elections worker opened an email attachment.
Very scary stuff.
Michelle Reagan, Arizona's Secretary of State, says it was malware meant to attack these servers holding the voter information of 4 million people.
We had a cybersecurity team in place.
Reagan was alerted by the FBI. Experts believe the Russian government is to blame.
What was your initial reaction?
Shock. And dismay, obviously, because we've never had a worry about foreign invaders coming in and trying to mess with our confidence in our election system.
Arizona, Illinois, Florida, and nearly two dozen other states have seen similar scanning, probing, or breaches of their election systems.
The Russians have a different doctrine than we do.
For over a decade, Jim Lewis has advised the U.S. government on cyber attacks.
They're using information as a way to achieve their political goals. They don't need the Red Army anymore. They have the internet.
President Vladimir Putin and other senior Russian officials have denied involvement, calling U.S. accusations nonsense.
The biggest thing we were worried about was, did they take any information?
Reagan says she is confident the voter database wasn't compromised, but she says the attacks continue. In September alone, officials here say that there were 192,000 intrusion attempts. About 11,000 of them posed a serious threat. Reagan and 32 other secretaries of state have asked the Department of Homeland Security for help.
I liken it to when you're being invaded by Russia, you don't call in your National Guard. At some point, you have to say, you know, I need the Army.
Changing actual vote totals is difficult because voting machines are not connected to the internet. But throwing confusion into an already contentious election, that is a lot easier. And that's what officials believe the Russians are trying to do. Jeff Pegues, CBS News, Phoenix.